Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. She was anxious in regard to Dr. Hurtman's decision. She was not afraid. Robert Stewart's wife was more concerned that her deformity, if it were permanent, might change the entire course of her life with Bobby. A Bobby whose anger turned to reckless indifference. But now that a new crisis had arisen in the life of Rosalind, he tried desperately, if only for the moment, to make amends.
I know what you think, Rosalind.
I don't remember that I said anything, complained or nagged you.
No, but you've accused me 100 times with your eyes. And I've deserved every one of those accusations.
You have, Bobby?
Yes, I've been carried away with my own health, I guess. I told you once that I had new wings and that I was going to soar. Well, now I can't seem to come down to earth. I'm always up in the clouds.
I'm sorry I can't soar with you yet.
Does Dr. Hurtman hold out any hope at all, dear?
I'll know today.
Well, what if he says that for a little while...
What if he says that for a long time? For always?
It wouldn't affect baby, would it, when it comes?
No. Baby should be strong and healthy and straight and tall when he grows up. And his neck will hold a proud, beautiful head. You won't ever be ashamed of him, Bobby.
I'm sorry I said that. It was mean and cheap. Oh, Rosalind, you must be terribly disappointed in me. I must seem so different now from the Bobby you knew.
So different from the Bobby I knew a long time ago. Oh, I found this piece of paper on the floor.
Oh.
It fell out of your coat pocket.
Well, you don't think it means anything, do you? It's just another...
Yes, I know, Bobby. Just another girl.
Well, they're silly little affairs.
Puppy love?
Well, no, not exactly that, but... just part of this business of soaring. Oh, I'll come down to earth someday, I guess. With a bang. Well, goodbye, hon.
Goodbye.
Like that?
Like that. And like this. Oh, Bobby. Bobby, dear.
Oh, Rosalind. Rosalind, don't ever stop loving me.
Yes, dear.
I had some change in this old sugar bowl here. You didn't borrow it just by chance, did you?
Well, I'm not guilty this time, Florrie. Yeah, and Uncle Jimmy didn't either.
Oh, how did you know that I didn't trifle with the sugar bowl? You know I like sweet things, don't you?
Well, we haven't kept any sugar in this for several years, but I've used it for petty cash.
Oh, didn't know there was anything petty about cash.
Well, I know one thing. There was some money in this sugar bowl, and not so very long ago.
Say, Florrie, what time is Dr. Hurtman supposed to drop in?
He said sometime today. Oh, I don't know, Arnold. I'm just afraid he isn't going to have very good news. Oh, dinner's going to be late, so just be patient.
Well, I didn't say anything, Florrie.
Oh, yes, that's right. I guess you didn't. But forgetting absent-minded, my old age.
Lawrence Stewart's worried. And it isn't just a few pennies missing out of that sugar bowl, either.
I know, Uncle Jimmy. She had a very bad night. She got up around 3 and started cleaning the house.
Mm.
I slipped out of bed and got the furnace going. I didn't want to take cold.
Funny how the worry over a very small thing so often hides an issue of 100 times greater importance.
Yeah, that's true. And yet, on the other hand, just speaking of that sugar bowl, now, where in the world could that small change have disappeared?
Oh, Florence might have spent it and forgotten all about it the next minute.
No, I don't think so. She's very meticulous about money matters. Oh, heavens, if that woman spends a 5 extra cent piece, why, it's a matter of record in the budget.
Well, perhaps whoever it was then who inadvertently borrowed that petty cash will as inadvertently return it.
It still doesn't solve the mystery.
Oh, Arnold, will you please give me a hand here in the kitchen?
All right, dear.
Well, hello there, Johnny Stewart.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy. Goodbye, Daddy.
Hey, what's this hello and goodbye stuff?
I'm taking Pal for a walk.
Well, don't you be late for dinner now.
I won't.
Oh, Johnny, just let Pal out by himself for a minute. I want to talk to you.
Well, he might run away.
It wouldn't be the first time if he did.
All right. On, Pal. Go on. I'll be right out.
Gee, Uncle Jimmy. It's awful important for Pal and me to take a walk.
Oh, doesn't get enough exercise, eh? What does he do with his lady friend all day? Just sit and watch the snowflakes fall?
It's different. When he goes out with me, we play games.
Oh, winter sports. Presented by Johnny and Pal, eh?
Say, Uncle Jimmy, when is Dr. Hurtman coming over?
Oh, I guess it'll be after dinner now.
Is he going to see Rosalind here again at Mom's?
Very likely he will.
Well, if you'll introduce him to me, I'd like to talk to him. I think I've got a proposition that he'll fall for in a big way. Dr. Hurtman, I know 95 cents isn't very much. But then, if you'll take this on account, why, I'll promise to send you some more money every month.
From the same source?
Oh, no, because I've got to return that to Mom's sugar bowl very soon. Mm-hmm. But I'm working awfully hard to get a paper route. Gee, Dr. Hurtman, Sister Rosalind's just got to get well.
I want her to get well, my boy. And if God is willing...
But ain't... I mean... Aren't you the greatest doctor in the world?
No, Johnny. There is the one supreme healer, the greatest physician. We who take the oath of Hippocrates are merely his assistants. And an assistant is never quite as good. But don't worry your little head about that.
Well, Doctor, what do you think of my proposition?
Oh, you mean this 95 cents on account? 50 cents a month as my fee for curing Rosalind's twisted neck? I think it is most satisfactory. No doctor could wish for more or less. But I am not accepting any fees on my visit to America.
Gosh, but you're worth something.
Well, the next time I come to America and we meet, I'll let you treat me to a great big chocolate soda. With vanilla ice cream.
Oh, gee, it's better if you have it made with chocolate ice cream.
Oh, is that so? All right. I shall let you initiate me into that very excellent concoction the next time I come to America.
Say, Doctor, you're a regular fella. I'll bet the kids would give you an honorary membership in our club, the Dinkies.
Johnny, I doubt very much if I'm worthy. You'll be certain to put that money back in the sugar bowl bank, will you not?
Sure thing. suppose it was just a loan anyway.
Good.
Doctor, is Rosalind really going to be all right?
Johnny, I hope for the sake of us all that Rosalind will be... But I promise you to do my best. Do my best. Do my best.
Gee, but the doctor's been in there a long time, Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, not so very long. Want to get up on Uncle Jimmy's knee?
No, I'll just sit here on the footstool. Uncle Jimmy, I've got a confession to make.
Oh, is that so?
Yes. I don't know whether I've been a real bad boy or just...
Almost bad boy, eh?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know Mom's sugar bowl, don't you? The old one, I mean.
Oh, yes, yes. Seems to me I've heard about it.
Well, it had 95 cents in it, and I took it.
You did?
Oh, yes, but I put it back. Because the fellow I was going to make a deal with wouldn't take it on account.
Yes, you're glad he didn't now, eh, Johnny?
Yes, Uncle Jimmy, in a way. It was Dr. Hurtman. And I wanted him to take it on account to cure Sister Rosalind. But he wouldn't take any money at all. Gosh, maybe if I had $1 million, it might have made a lot of difference.
Johnny, dear, as we grow older... We find that the most wonderful things in the world money can't buy. They're free. We can't buy health any more than we can buy happiness. Love can't be purchased either, nor a good character. And Dr. Hurtman will be just as considerate and thoughtful of Rosalind, even though we don't pay him a single cent.
Gosh, but he must be wonderful.
He is, dear. He is a wonderful physician. A wonderful servant of humanity, too.
A servant? But I thought...
Johnny, we're all of us servants. Each serving the other. And all of us together, if we're good boys and girls, good men and women, serve the true ruler of the universe.
Who's he, Uncle Jimmy?
He? Why, Johnny, he is the one who made heaven and earth.
Mm-hmm.
And put the stars in their place in the heavens, the sun where it is, and the moon, and all the other planets.
Gosh, Uncle Jimmy, I think I learned something like that in Sunday school, only they were lessons that came out of the Bible.
That's right, Johnny. And now you know who is the true ruler of this universe, and who made all the wonders, and caused men like Dr. Hurtman to give of their time and thought and talents for the betterment of humanity.
Yes, Uncle Jimmy, I do. It's God, and God can help Sister Rosalind.
Who knows but that the faith Uncle Jimmy instilled in Johnny may someday be the faith that will be the foundation of new hope for the Stuarts.